Okay, now a little insider financial tip. If the last two digits of your Social Security number are low and you sign up for direct deposit with the IRS, you are likely to get your $600 economic stimulus rebate sooner than everybody else. And if you're the type who enjoys learning about this sort of tax minutia, well, then you can help others with their tax returns. To find out more about this volunteer program, I checked in with Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary.
You know, I love this story because it's about giving back. This time of year, all of us are worried about getting money back from the government, but this gives you a chance to give back to others. If you are not intimidated by the federal or tax state forms like I am, you could put that bravery to work by volunteering for the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, V-I-T-A. And they're looking for people to help others do their basic tax forms, the 1040, the 1040E, and the training isn't that complicated, and really it's a chance for you to give back to people who can't afford to get their tax returns done, because the average tax preparation fee is about $200 across the country, and for lots of people that's groceries or, you know, a month's worth of gas.
So how knowledgeable do you have to be in order to volunteer?
You don't have to be an accountant or brainiac. If you can look at your own tax return and say, I can figure this out, you can do this. And there is training provided, free training. The materials are provided. In fact, IRS has a whole module on their website at irs.gov that you can go through, and you can look at the type of questions and training to see if you could handle it. And many of the organizations, because this is a partnered program, the IRS provides the materials, but it's community groups that do the training and bring in the volunteers. And many of them have their own requirements, but usually it's just a couple hours, maybe, you know, for 3 days a week or one Saturday for half a day where you go in for the training. And then also there's other people there in the centers when you do the taxes to help you if you get stuck.
Now, Michelle, if you're a little bit overwhelmed at the thought of helping people do their taxes, are there other opportunities to volunteer?
There absolutely are. They need people to greet the folks who come to get their tax returns done. And they also need people as screeners. Because this is a free program, there is an income cutoff for about $40,000 of adjusted gross income. So they need you to look at people's paperwork to make sure that they qualify for the program. And they also need people who speak other languages. If you are a Spanish-speaking person, they definitely need your help in many of these centers. And if you want more information and you want to know how to volunteer, you can go online and just put in VITA and then put in your state or your local town, and oftentimes you'll come up with some centers or organizations where you can go and volunteer.
Michelle Singletary is our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column The Color of Money. Thanks, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
If you'd like to hear more from Michelle, check out her NPR podcast. Go to npr.org/colorofmoney. That's all one word. And if you have a financial question for Michelle, write us. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. It's found on the top of every page. And be sure to put the word Michelle in your subject line.